We have a special guest with us this morning. He is the director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Jim Reed is here. Jim, it's great to see you.
Well, thanks for having me back.
You know, we're just going to keep having you come in all the time now. Just move on in, Jim. But let's talk about this. It is National Preparedness Month. And of course, all month long, we're going to focus on being prepared. But first, we want to talk about the merger of the offices of emergency management, the city and the county, to form the regional Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. We were just kind of talking about it, and it's been a really good move, hasn't it?
It's been a great move, and I'm really proud of the staff. They've taken a lot of time to throw ideas out there and make things work, streamline things, bring thoughts together that help the region and help better serve our community. They've done a great job, and it's a phenomenal team, and I'm really excited about it.
And we were just kind of, you know, talking about some local examples of disasters that we've been through. Of course, Waldo, Black Forest fires, and of course, the regional office was not open then, but it's hard coordinating different agencies like city, county, you know, even state coming in. And then we were talking about the bomb cyclone when it was under one. That was easier to coordinate, obviously.
A little bit easier. We were under one umbrella. I think the good part about the regional approach is that sister organizations will be sitting right next to each other. So if county needs assistance from city, then they're sitting right next to each other. They can talk, and we're not trying to contact them on a phone or chase them down. They're right there working together. And I will tell you that during the process of this regionalization, both government agencies have been just absolutely wonderful to work with.
Yeah.
They are so excited about, you know, working with each other, getting plans together. So it's been a wonderful merger so far.
And Jim, just a little bit about the nuts and bolts, so to speak. Do you report to both, like, the mayor and the county commissioners?
I do. One boss is not enough, so I decided to have two.
You didn't need one boss.
Yeah.
You needed multiple.
But I got to tell you, the support from leadership is just great. I mean, you just couldn't ask for a better group of folks, and they're really out there to take care of our citizens. And that's what their whole goal is, their whole approach, and it's just been really good.
And, of course, helping with being prepared, obviously, having the regional office really helps. And this works with, of course, like Teller County, right, and other area agencies as well, right? I mean, the main focus is the Pikes Peak region, but it, you know.
We work with all of them, all right. Our surrounding counties, all our sister counties. We work with our neighboring counties, the state. We work with all of them. So it is good. And fortunately, we have several cities within El Paso County, too. We also have Fountain
and Monument.
Cowhand, Monument, yeah.
Manitou Springs.
Manitou Springs. And we work very closely with all of them.
Yeah, that's great. So kind of approaching and getting ready for Preparedness Month, as now under one umbrella, is that, like you were saying, new ideas are coming together and...
Right. They're bringing their manuals together. They're putting out guidance for folks region-wide, which is wonderful. September's one of those transition months where you don't really have a whole lot going on, and you're slowly going back into winter and getting away from summer. So now's a good time to sit down and think about being prepared for an event. Mm-hmm. And the first thing is to be cognizant of what's going on around your area. And it's important that you sign up for the notifications. And the way to do that is to go to El Paso Teller 911.org and sign up for the alerts so you can pay attention. The other thing I would ask people to do is close your eyes for a second and imagine someone knocking on your door and saying, hey, you've got 10 minutes to get out of your home. What things would you bring with you? Mm-hmm. What's important to you? And what we ask you to do is go to websites like csready.org and look at ideas of what people, you know, medication's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe have some money with you. How about pets? Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked to people with pets. I go, where's your cages at? How are you going to maintain those pets? Well, it's up in the attic. Mm-hmm. Well, probably not a good place for that. Maybe some place where you can grab them. Make sure you have food. Maybe some additional clothing, some snacks to bring with you. So there's a lot of things that you should look at. Water, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Just imagine yourself out of your home for 7 to 10 days.
And we were kind of talking about this before, Jim, like, you know, when a disaster is an emergency, I mean, look what's happening, you know, because of Dorian right now, a lot of folks having to leave. It is good, and we kind of touched on it briefly, but it is good to have like a kind of emergency fund financially to be prepared, like, you know, we all should have those.
Have a little bit of cash around.
We hope.
And sometimes that's not possible, and that's okay. We understand that. But if you can, I would say that's very important to have a few funds available to help you get through at least a week. Consider being out of your home at least a week to 10 days.
Now, are you guys having events this month for Preparedness Month?
We do. We have several events, and I've got them listed here. We're talking about Save Early for Disaster Costs is week one that we're going to focus on. that. Week two, make a plan. Prepare for disasters, you know. We've seen quite a bit of disasters here in the area, so we have a lot of people that have some experience in that and probably have a better idea of what they need now than they did before they came here. Week three will be wildfire season outlook and mitigation. And week four, get involved in your community's preparedness.
Okay.
One of the things I would encourage people to do is sign up for what we call Citizens Emergency Response Classes, or CERT. And that can, CERT is, I think, a great program for folks. They talk about disaster preparedness. They talk about the psychology of disasters. And you can sign up for that class. It's PPCERT, PPCERT.org. They do a phenomenal job of helping folks prepare. They can ask questions. We have experts that teach these courses. Mm-hmm. And so it's an opportunity for them to get informed.
That's fantastic. And Jim, we are going to have folks on back next week, but we're going to be talking about signing up for emergency alerts. But really quick, if folks go to these events, you help them
Absolutely.
Get signed up for these alerts.
The one great thing about El Paso Teller 911 is they always provide us with someone and a computer, and they will encourage folks to sign up for that.
Perfect. Well, it's a kickoff to National Preparedness Month, and Jim is your perfect guy to help us do it.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks. I appreciate your time, and thanks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for, I know you had to fight the traffic to get here, so appreciate it.
Is that something or what?
743 on KRDO's Morning News.